Hi, my name is Lisa, and welcome to this cultural snapshot of the USA so that you can get a feel for the essence of American culture. For nearly 2.5 centuries, America has managed to be both admired and criticized. However, it's unlike any other nation because it's more than a country. It's an idea that continues to evolve. It's a work in progress that promises to preserve individual freedom and liberty for all people. Since the band of 13 determined colonies declared independence from Great Britain in 1776, the USA remains the world's oldest uninterrupted governmental system. It's a constitutional republic comprised of 50 United States, including a dozen Pacific Islands. It is the world's third largest country with over 3.7 million square miles. 350 million people call America the beautiful home. It's also the world's largest economy. If the USA is a work in progress, Americans also view themselves this way. Individuals are comfortable with succeeding through trial and error. Honor is not at stake. What's more, Americans are comfortable with taking risks. They welcome self-improvement. There's no shame in trying and not succeeding, so long as you learn from mistakes and come back stronger. Americans really identify with this kind of comeback kid archetype. The old Protestant work ethic is alive and well, too. Most people still believe that if you work hard and play by the rules, you can get ahead. The American character is a paradox of e pluribus unum. That's Latin for out of many, one. It's driven simultaneously by the independence of the pioneer spirit and the desire for unity through democracy. Traditionally, the meaning of the phrase was that out of many states emerge a single nation. Now it suggests that out of many peoples, races, religions, and ancestries has emerged a single people, a nation or melting pot. Today, America is more aptly described by the salad bowl metaphor, though, symbolizing the American kaleidoscope, in which different cultures mix but remain distinct. Curiously, the concept of independence seems to run counter to that of the Union, but for Americans, it's what has formed a more perfect union. It's been observed that fundamentally people are born dependent and connected, so American independence may be hard to understand, but it's not only desirable, but necessary. Their independence may be perceived as a little selfish, but again, for them, it's rooted in self-reliance. De Tocqueville observed that the United States was indeed exceptional. He concluded that despite the individualistic nature of Americans, it was precisely this singular nature that fostered unity among them. Embedded within the paradox of the American character is a legacy of manifest destiny. The widely held belief that American settlers were destined by a God-given right to expand across the continent, and now with their brands across the world. This is significant because the concept of being the chosen people has set the rhetorical tone that characterizes the controversial American exceptionalism. Still, they believe that they are chosen to be the standard bearers of democracy and are responsible for defending freedom anywhere, sometimes with great sacrifice. Heady stuff for some, standard patriotism for others. Americans take care of themselves, and they expect others to do the same. Independence or self-reliance is a key American virtue because it means to be self-supporting. Films and TV show heroes, usually ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances, who can save the day or the world by acting on their own, sometimes bypassing rules and authorities, and ignoring group opinion. Americans value their privacy and their personal space. Even when doors are open, people ask before coming in. While friendly and helpful, they expect themselves and others to make their own decisions and do their own jobs. They don't answer other people's phones at work. Self-help books, groups, and do-it-yourself projects abound. The American character is firmly rooted in the idea of individuality. Each person frequently insists that he or she is unique. It's been observed that they'd have a hard time telling you specifically what makes them tick, either because it's something they haven't thought about or don't think it's worth going over. But what's significant is that they think they are. While protective of their children, most American parents treat them like small adults at the same time. They ask children to make their own decisions from toddlerhood onwards. Children move away from home usually after high school or college right away. Many children have their own phone, computer, TV, and car at the earliest possible age. Being expected to care for themselves, Americans have a relatively low level of social welfare, healthcare, and public services. Volunteerism for a good cause is common, but declining. It's been said that America is great because it is good. If America ever stops being good, it will stop being great. There are some who might say that the good in America is waning, but there's no doubt it is evolving. It's rebooting its economy, the banking and financial system, and many other institutions that have suffered from the world financial crisis. Gone is the era of teenage innocence and exuberant growth that once characterized the USA. It has developed a more mature national disposition because it's been hit hard by job drought, debt hangover, banking crisis, real estate depression, healthcare implosion, and a runaway federal deficit. It is still reeling from the unimaginable terrorist attacks of 9/11, a worldwide financial crisis, the calamity of climate change, and crippling gun tragedies. It faces increasing disparities of wealth and racial inequities that belie the accessible prosperity it promotes. What's more, the lines of business and professional ethics, considered the benchmark standards for the world, have become compromised. To some, the American dream that was once available to everyone seems on hold. To others, it's simply inextinguishable because, as their TVs and movies indicate, Americans like and expect a happy ending. This is a mighty nation that dreamed impossible dreams. It put a man on the moon, abolished slavery, liberated Europe from tyranny, melted Cold War barriers, defends the dignity in all people, regardless of race, religion, gender, ethnic orientation, sexual preference, or disability. It granted women the right to vote and outlawed discrimination. Are Americans dreamers or visionaries? Whatever your opinion, they are in a state of transition, but they do love a comeback. And as First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt once said, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams.